Hey, it's Randy Miles on the phone with Manta Musa from MoneySmartLife.org, and that means it's Take Control Tuesday. And Manta, we're on a home buying series right now, and you have one today that I have to listen close to.
Yeah, today we're going to talk about multi-generational housing, but one of the things we've been working with our listeners on since the very inception of Take Control Tuesday is trying to help people that want to be homeowners become homeowners. Mm-hmm. And like any market, it's cyclical. There are good times and bad times. And right now, if you want to be a homeowner, if you're a first-time home buyer or a second, third, fourth-time home buyer, we're moving into a season where it'll be easier to acquire a home. The economy's in good shape. Incomes will be stable. So now's the time.
Yeah.
So today we want to talk about multi-generational housing. Now, you know, this is what they call the new trend, but working class people have been doing this forever.
Absolutely.
It's children, parents, grandparents is normally what they talk about when they talk about multi-generational housing. Now, it's important to understand that there's a difference between ownership and co-signing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're talking about multi-generational housing, we're talking about multiple people owning a piece of property. Now, whether or not those people are encumbered, if there's any debt on the property, is another issue. For example, when my wife and I bought our first house, both of our names was on the title, but only my name was on the mortgage.
Oh, got it.
So I was only responsible for that debt, but she still had full ownership of that house, okay?
Got it.
There's no limit on the number of people you can do that with. The other thing is, if you are on the mortgage, then you're signing up for that liability and you're aware of it. Don't co-sign, however.
Yeah.
In other words, co-signing for somebody on a mortgage means they get the house and you get the debt. Because with co-signing on anything, and the Bible tells us to stay away from it, is co-signing is accepting the risk and getting none of the benefits.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You sign for somebody to get a car. You're responsible for paying the bill if they don't, but you don't get the car. So be mindful of that. And the final point we want to make on multi-generational housing, before people think they can't get all those people under one roof, you don't have to. Because as far as mortgage purposes go, a single family home is defined as anything between 1 to 4 units.
Huh.
So you can actually buy a 4 unit and move people into their own places, or a 2 unit, or et cetera. So once again, anything between 1 and 4 units. So multi-generational housing, supposedly a new trend. It's something what we've been doing, but there may be money smart ways to do it. That's where you have to get into the details with your family.
Absolutely. Sounds good to me. I'm glad I'm listening close. Manta, you can find all of our information on your website is moneysmartlife.org. Also, the archives are on my website as well at takecontroltuesday.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you.